listening to Trailer Pod Boys, the podcast dedicated entirely to the Canadian TV series Trailer Park Boys.
No, I said this has been fun, and now I'm hiccuping, so you just gotta get me off the fucking mic as soon as possible.
And now, here are your hosts for this episode of Trailer Pod Boys, Matt, David, and Quint.
This is Trailer Pod Boys episode 58 and episode 2 of the Swearnut Shows miniseries. I am Matt, and joining me, as always, are Quint.
Yo.
And Dave.
Howdy.
All right. In this episode, we are covering three more Swearnuts. Who said howdy, Quint?
Why not?
Dave said howdy.
Oh, Dave did. I'm sorry. What? Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Quint is incredulous that I said howdy.
I just want to interrupt Matt.
Okay, that's fine. I have a script. Don't stop me. This episode, we're covering the three Swearnut series, High Fuckers, Trailer Park Boys updates from Sunnyvale, and Fried on the Ferry. But before we get started, we'll go around to find out what we're drinking, and I don't think Quint has started yet. Why don't you go, Quint?
All right. I'm going to spoil this for Dave, because we're both drinking Ravenswood Zinfandel.
I do know that one. That is my favorite Zin.
It's actually a really nice Zin, and it's a bargain Zin. Yeah.
It is a cheap one.
And yeah, you can get this stuff for
under $10.
Under $10, yeah. Easy, and
it's consistent, I've found.
That's I would agree with you. It's also very typical of the California Zin. It's jammy. It's got all those fruit notes that you want, that the kind of cloy on your tongue like you want it to, and yeah, it's a good wine.
Yeah,
love it.
And it's old vines in.
It's old. Yeah. Old vine.
I can not have it for like a year, or well over a year, and it'll be what I remembered every time I do have it again.
Yeah,
But that's not what I'm having. I thought I'd buy dollars of donuts. I got a bottle of that actually. I should get it, but I'm not going to because I don't know where it would be. I am drinking. I'm continuing the Sam Adams Summer Pack as discussed in the last episode. This time I grabbed the Porch Rocker. Actually, when I'm away to grab this one specifically because I just had a conversation with Dave from Star Wars in Character with his wife about this, and we were discussing it, and it was like we were talking. The memories were so different. I was like, I thought I had had this, but maybe I haven't. And just tasting it now, I'm like, this is not what I thought it was. So I think either I had a bad bottle of it or I haven't had it, because so far, so good. Much better than that Belgian one I had. So
what you're saying is she was right and you were wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Just for the record.
Yeah.
Now, you need to expand upon this, because did you just say they squeezed pig into a bottle?
Pig?
Like, what is the name of this beer?
Porch Rocker.
Oh, porch.
I heard pork as well.
No.
Pork rocker. Like, so what? You're rocking this pig back and forth and squeezing stuff from it into the... I don't know.
Oh, speaking of that, complete side note, and let's make sure we get one of our trademark absolutely fucking nothing to do with the subject matter conversations in. I went to my all-time, my favorite race every year. I look forward to it. It's called the Pig Run. It's where it's a 5K where you run half of it, you stop and eat donuts, and run the second half of it. And this year they had an option. Usually there's water. Well, there was water. Usually water is all you get. They had an optional beverage if you cared to partake, and it was bacon soda you could wash down your donuts with.
Holy schnit. Yeah. Bacon soda.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I fucking hate bacon.
Yeah, okay. I didn't taste it. I didn't try it. I was curious.
I wonder what the base soda was.
Enough.
Was it like just seltzer soda, or was it like Coca-Cola, or
probably cocaine.
With bacon, I wouldn't be
cocaine
surprised.
And bacon. Yeah. Yeah. If you didn't like bacon before, you will now.
I did not actually. You know, a soda just didn't even sound good with a donut. And after running in the Florida heat,
I was just gonna say, like, a donut I can understand after running, because it's like it's pure calories, right?
Yeah. Well, during running, it's, yeah, there's nothing like there's no better incentive to run than knowing that you're gonna have to eat donuts to finish your race.
You would have to do at least that to get me to run.
Right.
I mean, I'll go skating anytime you want, but to get me to run, you're gonna have to at least promise donuts.
Right.
And one of those donuts has to come with a blowjob. straight up. Okay, well. Running and me, no, thank you.
Running's fun.
Well, I did your virtual 5K.
Oh, you did, yeah.
Yeah, I virtually ran 5K. That
works for me. Yeah.
I logged on to my game, and I made sure that my character ran at least 5K.
Okay. That works.
Was the latest Star Wars one, Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic online game. And I was just like, oh, let me measure this in clicks. I'm like, I got to run to there. Okay, run. run. No, don't shoot at him, because you're going to run. Yeah, 5K, done.
Eat that donut.
Yeah. What?
All right, well, we know what Dave's drinking. Anything you want to add to that? You already joined in.
We already talked about that.
Well, okay. Yeah, we really didn't need to go have that segue moment, because we are about to talk about high fuckers.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes. Now,
I love Sam Lasko.
Oh, yes. Now, technically, here's the interesting setup to this show. This is technically, I guess, a spinoff of another show we haven't covered yet. Because this was originally, the first two episodes are actually episodes of the Real Fucking Reality Show.
Oh, right. Yeah.
But then it got its own show and three more episodes were produced. But that is the least of the story of this show.
I gotta say, I do love Sam. We interviewed him.
Yep.
And he was, I think, you know, we talked about interviewing
Richard Collins,
Richard Collins before he passed on. And Richard Collins was a great interview. I have to say, out of all of the interviews that we did, Sam was the most real person interview we actually did. Like, when we called up and talked to Sam, he was working at a bar and taking time off working at a bar and made no bones about, look, you know, I only have this much time and I got to get back on shift. So fuck you guys. Ask your questions. Kind of. But he was like the real deal, Sam. And it was a fantastic interview.
Biggest of all the interviews you did, biggest surprise.
For sure.
Yep.
You know, I was expecting a professional actor, and at the time Sam had no problem saying, no, he wasn't a professional actor. Right. He was a bouncer. He was this. He was that. And he did some acting on the side. And this was like a character that he did. But he was not a professional actor. I was also expecting, you know, him not to resemble his character, which was incredibly wrong as well, because in many ways he did resemble his character.
Yes, he does.
You know, he was very forthright with us. He was very much up. I really enjoyed talking to him.
Yep, me too.
Yeah. I think the way he doesn't resemble his character, as we learn from this, is that he does actually shower.
Exactly. Yes. Oh, yeah. And you know, I think we did a pretty good job of that, of not making caveman jokes, because I think we'd heard an interview with him before where somebody tried to make a caveman joke, and he said, look, don't make any caveman jokes, because the boys have done every caveman joke, and they do it better than you.
Yes, that's right. We did. Yeah, that was part of the, kind of our pre-research. I remember that now. I don't remember what the source was, but I remember this. Yeah.
And so, you know, we didn't even try, because it's like, he's right. The boys have done all the caveman jokes. They're writing this stuff for a television show. They've obviously done every one of these better than we can come up with. So what's the point?
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, the High Fuckers show is, just to kind of describe it a little bit, is Sam and his partner, Amy Anonymous, just going through different strains of weed, trying them out, describing how they affect, you know, their effects, how they affect Sam, because he smokes a shit ton of it. She smokes as much, and he gets hammered, and she just like kind of deals with it.
Yeah, okay, I need to smoke a dab after this, because I'm just not there yet.
Yeah.
I'm not medicated enough.
Oh, yeah, right. She's a medicator, and he's
a stoner.
A stoner.
Well, no, I mean, later on we find out he is a medicator. And it makes sense with his line of work. I mean, he's got arthritis in his knees. He's got some kind of elbow injury that he smokes it for.
Well, and so before we get into this, Anonymous. All I could think of, like, the first time I saw her, and then every time I saw her after that, was the GIF that goes around the internet that is this dude saying, I have the weirdest boner right now.
All right.
Because she's kind of cute in one way, and she's kind of hot in another way, and then she's kind of like, what? In another way. She's just got all these kind of things going for her, and it's just kind of like, I have the weirdest boner right
Basically,
now.
My thing with her is she's really cute until you see her teeth.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Okay. Well,
yeah. Like, everything else is awesome, well, and then Canadian she's got weird teeth.
Is as good as the British dentist.
Oh, is it?
So she is the perfect foil for Sam.
That is true. That is like, true.
You know, I think that this was a definite Sam wanted to do this show sort of thing, and I think that the premise of this was accurate.
Yeah.
And he got the exact right person to be on the other side of him. Because she's like this really petite girl, and she's smoking him under the table like every
And she knows all
time.
The details about the different strains of the weed and all that stuff.
I think she's into the medical marijuana situation.
I was going to say, well, she's a... Right. Yeah, I mean, she's known, at least, I guess... You know, I wish I'd done more research. She's known in Canada, or at least that side of Canada. She's a blogger. Much of the information that she shared on the show, she writes about on her blog. Mm-hmm. There's some great pictures of her with all the boys from Trailer Park Boys and other celebrities like Snoop Dogg, of course, you'd expect on this. Kevin Smith. There's a great shot of her and Kevin Smith. A lot of people.
DMX.
A lot of Canadian celebrities. So she's... She's, I'm going to admit, I had no idea she was still seeing this show. But so she brings a reputation with her to this show already.
Right. And like I said, I think that her and Sam have good chemistry.
And that, and again, I'm sorry, what triggered that was, yes, she is the perfect foil for Sam in this series.
Yeah.
Now, I watched the whole series, and you can cut this out later, Matt.
Yeah, okay.
I'm giving too much away, but... The end. I only made one comment. I mean, I got a whole bunch of stuff in my head that I want to talk about yet about this series, but I only made one actual comment typed out at the end of this, and that was just kind of like, "Aw, no dab for Sam." That was the only thing that I
don't know if he could take a dab.
No. Well, then that's why I was asking if there were more episodes, because I want to see him take a dab. Like, I just want to see that.
Let's, you know what? I forgot to refer to my clipboard here. It was actually off. I just switched it back on. Here is, let me drive home just to put a cap on it, how she's a foil for Sam. I'll set up this clip.
Oh, perfect.
She went on, it had to be 90 seconds to 2 minutes, explaining each strain of each type of weed they were going to try on the show. I mean, we're talking to the point that's like, I haven't even thought about doing weed in like 10, 15, maybe 20 years. It's just not for me anymore. I have no opinion about it at all. I don't care if you do it or don't do it. So even to the point that she was being so detailed and so informative that I was following along, really interested in what she was saying, right?
Dude, one of the other things that I wanted to talk about was like, I was watching this, and until I watched Sam and her getting stoned together, it was the first time in, at least 7 years that I actually really went, I could smoke a joint. I really want to smoke a joint right now. And to the point of, like last Thursday, I went over to my buddy's house. He invited me over for a barbecue, and he's a grower, and he does this stuff. And you know, normally I show up and I don't do anything, and it's just kind of like it's part of my past life. And he's like, "Hey, you know, you want a bong hit?" I'm like, "Yes, fuck, right now, come on, let's do this." And wow, that was
so with that setup, she goes through all this detailed information, extremely interesting. Extremely informative, and Sam's answer is...
I won't lie to you, Amy. As long as it gets me high, I don't give a fuck if you want to call it green.
Yeah. For me, really, like, at that point, she's like, well, what am I doing here?
I know, right? Yeah.
Except she just gives this grin and fucking fires up another joint.
Yeah, yeah, she was so...
Smoke.
Oh, yeah. She was so game for everything that happened on that show. Especially in that second episode when Sam was having a rough time.
Ooh.
And she's just like, well, I'm just going to talk about this other thing, you know.
You mean the... Yeah. So...
All right, so, okay, let me see what I got my notes here. I want to make sure. I was very meticulous in my notes to be able to talk about this without giving much away. What do I have here that we haven't hit, if anything? No, not
and,
really.
And, you know, we were while you're going through that, okay, we were talking about, this is for our fans, or anybody listening to this, not necessarily fans.
Listeners.
Listeners. We were talking about in our last episodes about, you know, if you're going to spend $4.20 to go and see this stuff, this alone is worth $4.20. Just the whole high fuckers line of stuff was worth $4.20 to me. To the point of that I smoked more than $4.20 of my buddy's weed, just straight up, right? I mean, he was kind of stunned that I was taking him up on it, which...
This I'm real careful with this first episode. All I really say in my notes that we haven't talked about was that now we're introduced to the participants. We know Sam, we get to know Sam Tarasco outside of Sam Lasco a little bit. We get to know Amy Anonymous, and then Sam tells a story.
Oh God. Yeah.
Wow, can he tell a story? And
we knew this from talking to him.
Yeah, yes. But not... Well, he probably wasn't high.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
This story is the reason I wanted to see him do a dab.
Here's the only quote I wrote down that I didn't pull the clip. At the 52-minute mark, I said I didn't type that wrong. At the 52-minute mark of their tape, now they edit it for us, but they had the time code of their video, their raw video. At the 52-minute mark, Sam says, "I don't care if this is not a half hour. This is all I could come up with."
I know. He thinks he's at like 10 minutes at that point.
I know.
And I think he still thought that when he was talking to the boys in the next episode. Like, he's like, yeah, you know, I don't know if we came up with a full half hour worth of shit. Right.
And you're like,
Sam, you were talking for at least an hour.
All right, let's talk about that. Yes, next episode, the first third of the episode is them trying to help Sam improve his show. And right. I think the best piece of advice that anyone can ever give anyone for doing a show like this, or even a podcast for that matter, is what Mike Smith says when he says, or what, and JP.
I think that's the key to the show.
Yeah.
If you can get higher and it becomes difficult to shoot and you're not making any fucking sense and it turns into a train wreck.
Then you got gold, baby.
Then you got gold, motherfucker.
Which is, yeah, pretty much what happens.
Yeah. God,
another quote from that phone call was, if you could smoke the same amount of joints in half the time.
Yes.
Yep.
and I loved, so we just briefly touched upon their editing process. Yeah. And I loved that their editing process was pretty much the old VCR going.
That's right, yeah.
And then, yeah, and then
speed
you get
up the film.
You get one good quote or two, and then... And then another good quote or two, and then they'll stop for a bit.
Yeah,
that was just beautiful.
Yeah, and I'm so glad they left the time code in, because without it, impact is not the same. I mean, yes, okay. I see they're fast forwarding through some, but how long can this possibly be? That's how fucking long it can possibly be.
And it just keeps getting better.
And then, you know what? Here's a little note. It's like one of those things that you may have noticed. You probably did. Maybe I only did because of owning a dog now. But on the background, when camera two's on, what's with the giant fucking dog food, Beneful dog food bag in the background? Did you notice that?
No, that was not a dog bag, dude.
A dog food bag? What, Beneful?
No. Beneful bag, but I saw the gigantic bag of weed
on
the counter.
No, that one.
There.
No. Okay. On camera two, in the corner, there's a giant bag of dog food, and it's Beneful brand. I mean, it's not the clear bag of weed you're talking about.
All right.
Okay, so, I guess you have to be a dog owner.
Obviously, because they were saying that they were shooting in some friend's basement or whatever. Yeah, so, I guess, obviously, that guy has a dog.
I must have missed that part. Okay.
Yeah. It's, the dude in the background. In the first two episodes, the dude in the background was pretty good. They didn't get him into it enough in the last three.
Yeah.
Now, the note I do have, a follow-up note from my note in the first one is, so Sam tells another story. And and really, the only, you know what, the first third of the episode really came down, the boys' advice was to just make it shorter. I mean, that's all that I came down to.
Right,
and what happens in this episode? It's even longer.
Right. Now, of course, my thought is, like, why do they tell him to make it shorter? They can just edit it like they edited the first one.
Yeah, but you Dave, know? you've done documentary work, right? I mean, I've done documentary work of shit that no one's going to watch, and even I find it hard to cut out and still tell a story. But, I mean, yeah.
And you also have to remember that these first two episodes were part of the Let's find a new reality.
Yes, it was.
Show
it was the
thing.
It was the real so, fucking reality show, and part of that so plot was
this is part of the reality yep. show thing. Whereas right. the next episodes, like the last three episodes, were actually their spin-offs.
Yeah, now let's get into right. that. So it's and they were calling and this is brilliant. They're calling them Toke 1, Toke 2, and Toke 3. So this is Toke 3 of the series. So this is like, I guess this is their true episode 1. The other two are pilots.
Yeah.
Right.
And.
And they didn't, and they didn't fix the sign until the third one.
They still didn't fix the
sign.
They
just got a flag up there.
Oh man!
Now, I did like the fact that the flag was from the mailbag.
Yes.
Oh, that's true. Yeah,
that was very cool.
That was pretty cool. It was like, oh, we got this thing in the mailbag. We're gonna use this. We're gonna send this to Sam because he's bitching about money.
Now I'm assuming they're excited that they have a show and they want to. They want to improve it, but now we're talking to the point where they had a simple formula, get high and talk. And now they're like, well, let's add more stuff to it. But it's like, you're adding too much at this point. I have no idea what's going on with this new elements they're adding to the show.
The DEFCON thing or the
DEFKush and the Bingo Bango Bongo.
The Bingo Bango Bongo was awesome, actually. I really liked it.
Right, well, okay.
This is a double-edged sword. I'm sitting here telling you this is too much, but on the other hand, it's cracking me the fuck up, so it's great stuff.
I had two problems with Bingo Bango Bongo.
Oh, I mean, a big one, and I bet you have it too.
Well, one is that it's just completely, well, obviously it's supposed to be random to randomize the numbers, but it's randomly spitting out like 2, 3, 4 balls at a time. Like, how many balls?
On the floor.
How many? Right, they're on the floor. It's like. How are your rules actually going to happen? And I realize that the point is that they're high and no rules actually count.
No
and it's
rules
fine.
Apply.
The other thing, well, it just goes back to Gilligan's Island. You got Bingo Bango Bongo. Okay. Where's Irving?
No, I was thinking that one. My biggest problem was that it takes 2 minutes to explain Bingo Bango Bongo, and then when they finally do it, it doesn't have anything to do with what he just explained.
Exactly. No.
Well, sort of. It does, because they did do, like, they've been doing joints up until then, and then they got a high number, and they did actually do it out of a bong.
Yeah, that is true. You're right.
And that was the thing. It's like, I'm not a pot smoker. I've done it sometimes, but I don't really know a whole lot about it. But for the first couple of episodes, these pilot episodes, they're rolling joints and smoking them. Like, as far as I know, it's a whole hell of a lot easier to smoke out of a bowl or a bong, isn't it?
Okay, so...
what's the difference here?
Let me do this in the least amount of time that I possibly can.
Yes. Okay.
Go.
Don't pull all high fuckers on us, please.
No, I'm not going okay. to. So, one of the things that I actually said to my friend on Thursday when I actually got a bong hit was, fuck, this is why I smoke joints. Because a bong hit is basically a joint's worth of weed in 2 lungfuls. Which is fucking harsh. Like, it gets you fucking stoned, and it gets you fucking stoned now, and it keeps you stoned for a while, and then, bam, it's gone. Right. Whereas when I smoke a joint, I can sit there and smoke a joint with somebody, and we smoke the same amount of weed, and it takes us a while, and we get this nice build-up high going, and then it keeps me high about the same time as that bong hit just kept me high, but it's a much easier sort of
all right, so it's a gradual high.
It's a gradual high and it's a gradual down. Whereas with the bong, when you're done, it was like I was sitting on the couch with my wife after we got home from the party, and I was like, all of a sudden I looked over and I'm like, I need a drink because I'm not stoned anymore.
Okay.
And she's like, what? I'm like, yeah, you noticed I was stoned. She's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
it's just gone. And she's like, oh. So it's one of those things where...
So the bong hits, it's a more direct high and a more direct drop-off.
Bingo.
And the joints are more gradual on and off.
Bongo.
Okay.
Yeah. And then,
what about the bowl?
So when you smoke a bowl, it's a little bit different. When you're smoking a bowl, it's basically you're just taking little tokes to keep you at that just barely high level so that you're high functioning. You can do whatever you want to do, and you're just taking a little bowl here and there. You're taking a hit here and there, and you're keeping yourself high. But not too high, so you're still be able to play, like, go do a round of golf, go do shooting at the range, go
so it's
do
a lesser high than the
much
other
much lesser, because you can control
why
exactly...
Why is it different than a joint, though?
Because you only take a couple of puffs, and then it goes out. And if you want to relight it, you can. Okay. But if you don't, it's like...
Whereas with the joint, you kind of smoke the whole thing.
Right. Joint's fired up. It takes a certain amount of time, right? Uh-huh. And then, you know, you go into the hot knife situation.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. What about the hot knife?
Yeah, so the hot knives... Hot knives with regular hash is basically, you know, you're doing little hits that go boom. It's basically little bong hits is the way I equate knives to most smoking. It's like little bong hits, like boom, bang, boom, bang. And then you take hot knives to the next level and you do fish eyes.
Okay, now let's talk about a fish eye.
So a fish eye is basically you take a nice gooey piece of hash and you flatten it out on the table, and instead of, or you take a hot knife of hash and you flatten it out on the table, and then you take it in your palm and you cup it up and you put a drop of really good hash oil into it, and then you pull it up and you pinch it up so that this drop of hash oil is in the middle of this bag of hash, and then you do that as a hot knife. So you get the hash immediately, and then you get the oil right after that, which really cloys to the lungs, and then you're just kind of like, whoa, dude.
Okay, that seems really complex.
It is. But
that's why you have to do it before you smoke it.
No. It's one of those things where it's like the really creative people who are doing drugs suddenly become really creative about the drugs they're doing. That's what that is.
Right.
It's like it's completely over the top. You really don't need to do it this way, but if you can, it's fucking fun. So the delivery mechanism for hash does make a difference. It's the same thing as, and I'll give it to you in something you can relate to. Now, if you're doing shots of vodka.
Sure.
Right? You're going to get really fucking stuck. Yeah. Really fucking drunk, really fucking fast, right? Now, if you're doing shots of Chardonnay at the same pace that you're doing shots of vodka, you're just going to kind of
be
like...
So your hash is your hard liquor, your weed is your...
No, it's for pretty much they contain the same THC. Oh. It's just the delivery mechanism. It's the shot versus the drinking it. You know, if you drink a martini versus a shot.
Yeah.
Right. Well, if you're going to drink shots, even if you're drinking them at the same sort of pace you're drinking the martinis, the shots are going to kind of like they're blowing up there and going to get you drunk. You're getting them faster. It's hitting you harder.
Yeah.
Martini, you sip it, you do what you think.
Sure.
Same thing.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out how to embed a time code in an audio podcast and do the fast forward sound so we can match high fuckers.
I was just thinking the exact same fucking thing, dude, because that was what I was going for. It was like, I'm like, okay, I'm getting really boring now. And like, can I get any? Okay, yeah, I can get more boring because Dave's glazing over here. I'm like, okay, so now I'm going to go with the alcohol and just like, yeah, just do that. And then get to the end of it.
Oh, man.
So High Fuckers was pretty good. I really liked High Fuckers.
Oh man, I still have notes. Come on, that's not it.
Oh yeah.
High Fuckers was good.
Oh, the next note a note here that I came across after Dave had said that he's not a big pot smoker or at all is that you and Sam have something in common. He burns through a joint like you burn through a cigar. You get that canoeing effect.
Oh, right. And I noticed he kept having her fix the joints because he kept fucking them up. That's totally me.
Oh, that's totally you, man. That's why I will never smoke a joint with you, man. I know you're going to fucking up.
I will totally. I am the world's worst smoker of anything.
Yes.
There's
except Paul, you do that one.
Oh, jeez.
Well, it's good. It's nice of you to say.
You would know.
Oh, shit.
The only other clip I have is also from this episode. It's one of those it may not even be that funny in context, but it's like I'm watching and I'm making notes, and it's an Amy clip. Amy said something, and I'm going, it's like, what the fuck did she just say? And I rewind it, and like, she did say that. And this is what she said.
Well, the wall can hold you up. It does for me.
She's talking about the wall can hold her up. It does for her. The wall can hold her up. It does for her. I was like, what?
Nice.
And she said it so earnestly, too. That was the funny part.
Well, that's the thing. She is such a great straight
man.
Like,
yes.
Oh, my God. Like, and when she was doing the cookies,
Well, okay.
Again, I had one of the weirdest boners when she was making coffee.
I don't think it's that weird. I was just, you know, she's nice to look at.
So it wasn't weird.
No.
Okay, so that was a not weird boner.
Yeah.
Because when she was making cookies, I was like,
I'm like, what? Yeah, she's into this and that and the cookies, and she bakes cookies. And I'm down, man. Cookies.
I will say that the best shot of her, maybe not the most attractive shot, the best shot of her is in the, at the end of episode 3, in the previews for the next episode, just the shot of her face for what we're about to see in episode 4.
Oh, right.
Was classic.
Yeah.
Episode 4, it starts off with a bang. That's all I want to say. And I don't know what to follow up with. I don't know whether to say poor Sam or poor Amy or even poor Buzz Lightyear.
Or, yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Or poor viewers.
Yeah. Ugh. I mean, this is, I mean this in the most complimentary way possible. It is a train wreck. It is a 5-minute train wreck that you have to see.
Yes. And I mean, when this happened, I thought, they're actually shooting all these in sequence, kind of like we do, right? They're shooting a few of these episodes at the same time.
Yeah, right, exactly. Because
otherwise, he wouldn't be sick at the beginning of this episode.
No. So this was, I mean, take one, part one, two, and three was all the same episode.
Right.
Right. And I think that was what the thing that they were going for was, you know, take one, take two, take three are going to be their shooting sessions, and then part one, part two, part three are their episodes.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, clearly this was all done on the same night because, yeah, Sam starts out with a bucket and just things go bad.
Oh, yeah.
And he's, man, he rallies, though.
Oh, he does. He rallies it up, and he's a trooper when it comes to, but I... Honestly, one of the things that I did like about this whole segment was she's trying to get across the whole medication part of this and how you can balance this stuff and all that stuff. And he's like, well, I'm just an old fucking toker who does this because I got like a bad knee and a bad arm and blah this and blah, blah, blah. And I like to get fucked up. But at the same time, he's always like, you know, okay, so I'm doing this for the show because normally I'd have stopped like two joints ago, sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, this is not what I do. This is not me. I stop when I'm medicated enough that my knees feel good and my elbow feels okay, and then I stop. And I thought that was really good of them to do this into the show because, honestly, I love, well, not anymore. I used to really love smoking dope.
Okay.
It's just a recreational drug. But at the same time, I know several people in my personal life who, without marijuana, would be in a really, really bad pain place.
Oh, right. Okay.
And just basically the application of marijuana in the right places and in the right doses just keeps them much happier, much more comfortable, and allows them to have a really happy, normal life without having to go to, like, painkillers on the market that are like really narcotic based and all that kind of stuff. Weed is really benign when it comes to that kind of stuff. And so I really liked that they were kind of pushing that sort of angle of, it's not so bad. It's just, it's okay. Yeah, if Sam smokes too much of it, he's fucked. But, you know, this is Sam Tarasco. He's fucked to begin with.
Yeah.
Kind of deal.
They're pretty, maybe responsible is a loose word in this case, but they are pretty responsible at pointing out that this is not something he would normally do, nor should be normally done. We're doing it for the show, for entertainment, right. And they're good about pointing that out fairly regularly.
Yeah, because he keeps saying, "I'm doing this for you, partners."
That's true. Yeah.
Well, and the other thing is, I would also give them another responsibility kudos as to he said, "I have a driver this time."
Yes,
and right. I'm not driving myself, so I'm not going to go out fucked up and I'm driving and blah blah blah. So I think that they're, you know, and I think this is probably a lot of Amy Anonymous requirements because I think, you know, with what she's doing. Because I did the same thing. I looked her up, and she's doing a lot of, you know, safe marijuana, but medical marijuana and, you know, even recreationally safe marijuana stuff in Canada. And I think this is probably one of her requirements is that they mention this stuff a lot, and they do a good job of it. at the same time being really funny.
It's funny.
Like, you guys got to see this stuff. It's funny.
It's hilarious.
So, yeah, I mean, just where do you come back from the first 5 minutes of this? And you come back with some recipes from Amy of shit I have never even thought of doing.
Oh, really? Like what?
Butter. That's all. I don't know if I can elaborate on it, but
So the butter is I mean, this is really not spoiling anything.
Yeah,
dude.
Okay.
The butter, making cannabis butter is basically the real heart of all of the baking recipes of cannabis in the industry.
Okay. I guess it maybe never occurred to me, I should mention, I don't think I've ever had anything edible with weed in it. And that was because my biggest weed smoking days were probably in high school and college. I was living with my parents and I wasn't going to cook in their kitchen. So, I was out in the woods smoking. So,
yeah, there is that. Butter is the basic component.
That's how you make all the edibles.
Oh, okay.
It's one of the things. Except when you go to hash.
You can just put it into the mix.
Yeah. Right. When you go to hash, you can just basically, like the brownies, you can use a cannabis butter to make brownies, but that's just way over the top because you're throwing big bits of hash into the whole brownie. Okay. Right? Yep. But so there's a few things that are different, but for the most part, anytime you're doing any of the complex stuff, like the shortbreads and all that stuff, it's all basically the butter has all the weed.
Okay.
Because you can emulsify the weed into the butter.
Gotcha. Well, again, here's Amy doing what she does best, and I'm watching and listening and interested, even though I won't be doing any of this stuff. It's still, she presents very well.
Yeah.
Honestly, put her in her website in the show notes.
Okay, that's a good idea. Yep.
Yeah, because there's a lot of stuff that I looked at her. I did some research on her because she was, again.
You were looking for pictures, weirdest, I know.
Weirdest boner ever. But anyway, I looked her up, and she does a lot of stuff. She's a great proponent for legalizing marijuana in Canada, and if it can flow down into the States, that's even better because I think marijuana being illegal, even though I don't do it anymore a lot, is just stupid because it's like it's one of the safer drugs out there. It's much, much less damaging than alcohol on your system, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, yada, yada, yada. Everybody who listens to this probably knows this shit, but support her because she's doing really good work. And
I looked her up on Facebook quick and it says, you have one mutual friend. Oh, look, it's Sam Tarasco.
Awesome.
I did find it funny that I believe Rob Wells or Mike Smith couldn't pronounce the anonymous
part of her name. That is funny.
When they first introduced her back in a couple episodes ago.
Could have been. But yeah, go watch the show. Learn how to make cookies, then go follow her and learn how to make butter. Basically that's what I can tell you about
Fuckers is a lot.
Bye, fuckers. Yeah. Hi, fuckers. Bye, fuckers.
was a lot of fun for me to watch.
We're not bye, fuckers. We're saying goodbye, fuckers.
Thank you for pointing that out. Yeah, I think that's all I need to need to say about high fuckers.
Moving on.
Honestly, high fuckers has so far been one of the high points of SwearNet for me. It got me to smoke again, which is weird. Really weird because I haven't smoked in a while. But and Sam High is fun.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. That is true. All right. Well, moving on. Second show we have to talk about. This is the first new Trailer Park Boys.
So was this part of the new season? Was it part of the movie? Like, how did these bits come about?
Okay. This was when they acquired Trailer Park Boys. I'm trying to remember. I guess it was on YouTube. But all right, I might be getting the source material incorrect, but when they announced that they acquired Trailer Park Boys, one of the first things that came out was Bubbles doing a update from Sunnyvale of the production of the show. And that kind of came and went. There was a couple episodes of it, and that's why I think it was pretty sure it was on YouTube. And then this series seemed to come around. And as we see, this starts off of them in jail, and there's a different cameraman. So it seemed to evolve from the idea of Bubbles doing like a web series behind the scenes thing, and it morphed into this. If I'm telling the story properly,
sense. Okay. All right, so this is part of the new series stuff. Yeah.
Yes. That was your question that I did not answer.
No, you did. You did a good job of explaining what you thought it was, and I think that my logic follows very much the same what you were doing.
So, how do we know? How much did I give away in my notes?
So I'll give away the biggest spoiler of all.
Okay.
Straight up.
I know what you're going
to say. No kitties.
What?
No kitties.
Yeah, you're right. There was a hint of kitties. No kittens. Yeah, we didn't see
any. No cats, no kitties, no nothing. Fuck me, no kitties. Like, seriously, they're going to go to Bubbles' next job, and they're not going to give me kitties? Fuck off.
You're bitches. Very passionate about that.
Well, God, every one of these things featured Bubbles, and there was not even a mention of a cat. Like, that's fucked.
There was, in one of the episodes, some off-camera cat meows.
Yes, there was that,
folied in or whatever.
Sure, because that was part of, you know why they were folied in? They weren't folied in.
Well, not
you know what they were?
They were just post-production.
No. That was part of the music theme song that goes on.
Oh my God, you're right.
Park Boys, and that's why you got the kitties in there. Yeah. That's all. Yeah. It was just pre-recorded from 3,000 years ago when they were doing the show, and that's why you got the meows. Fuck you. There was no cats added to this production. They got them for free. Fuck.
That's true.
I'm pissed. Really pissed.
Well, then.
Fucking, come on. You can't do this much Bubbles without getting me a cat show. I mean, they went to his new job.
That was...
And no cats at all. Anyway, so now that I've done my rant, do you guys have anything else to add?
No, I think that covers the whole thing. No cats. I think we're done. Right?
I mean, I don't want to. There is kind of a story, not a real loose story being told here.
Loose, like Poopas Interrupt Us?
Yeah, well, all right. There's well, before we get to that, because that's about where most of my notes are. I do want to say this. This is coming from a fan. There was a scene where there's no surprise the boys are in jail. They're always in jail. That's not giving anything away. Now we get the stories of what happened from Julie and Ricky and Bubbles in one episode, and I really think this was a missed opportunity to do something that they pretty much mastered, and that was telling this story by mixing the three together. They didn't. They let Ricky tell a story. They let Julian tell a story. They let Bubbles tell a story. And I always harken back to the conversation of Ricky, the very first season, Ricky and the garbage truck, where we're heard from Corey and Trevor, from Ricky and from Bubbles. I think they really missed the boat on this episode and being able to do that. Now, the stories are funny, but I think it would have been even more so had they taken that style that they themselves created years and years and years ago.
Yeah, that was a missed opportunity for sure. And I think it would have been funnier doing it your way than what they came up with, but it was still funny.
And it leads it into what I think is the highlight of this series, which is the episode called Holding Cell.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Again, I'm watching this going, this is all right. It's a level of humor that some people turn their nose up at, but I'm sorry. Judge me if you will.
Poop humor.
I'm laughing.
Poop humor is
I'm
funny.
Laughing at this. And this is the
And Mike Smith jumping up and down is like the best part.
I don't have much to say because this is the one you have to see. I do have one clip, and this clip sums up the reason, pretty much the premise of this episode.
I have to use it.
That's all you got? That's fucking perfect. Oh, Jesus. So, I have the only really note that I made. I mean, I made a few jokes about what I saw in this and all that stuff. But the only real note that I wrote down about this particular segment was, holy fuck, it's fun to see these guys in character.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, this is the first I'm seeing them in character again, and it was just kind of like, man, after all that stuff, and, you know, we talked about season 7, we talked about all that crap where we started kind of getting the slide of the negative blah, 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 blah. And it was kind of like, no, this is going to be good. Like, I mean, they're doing poop jokes. Like, yep. Fuck, that's their first joke? I'm with them. Yep.
I mean, I explained it in the episode, the intro, the re-intro episode. You know, all the rapid work we did to get the podcast going, and the binge watching, and the note taking, and the news researching. I mean, I did get a little sour on the subject. I mean, not again, just to reiterate it, just a touch, not disliking them. Just I was done with it, and yeah. Seeing this again. Oh, yeah, I'm just going to agree with what you said, and it really puts me in a mindset to be really, really excited about these new series coming out.
Yeah, me too. It's like everything floods back and going like, damn, this is fun.
This is one thing I just thought of now, this is the very first time that we're going to be able to live react to the airings.
Right.
Oh, that...
I mean, we could
shit that, you know,
we could have episodes up within a week or two of the airings.
Yeah,
right. Or are they? Well, I guess it depends on whether they do a whole season.
If Netflix does a full release, I mean, it's yeah. Well worth. And we can have this discussion later, but just throw it out there. Maybe we do a special instant reaction episode, then do our roundtables.
Either way, even if we just say, you know what, here's the thing, we're going to do our roundtables, and we're only doing them after we watch each specific episode,
yeah.
And we're not going to binge watch, because we'll do that for our fans. We will not binge watch. We will just, like, watch the episode, take our notes, and then get together and do the episode without knowing what's coming next. I think that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think it'll be a whole different dynamic on... Because by the time we started Trailer Pod Boys,
yeah.
We had watched everything three times over.
They had been out for a decade. And,
right.
Yeah.
And so this would be a great opportunity for us to just, yeah, even if it's like on the Netflix thing and it's like, I can binge watch this bitch. No, let's just like, let's watch one, two, however many we decide to do a night sort of thing. And just do the episodes like right then. Or even just say, you know what, you're only watching one per night, and then we're doing the episode because the next two episodes could reveal too much. I don't know. Well, let's set the rules later.
We'll figure it out. I think it hammers home, that conversation definitely hammers home the point I'm about to make, which is if you aren't a subscriber to SwearNet, here's another great reason to watch, because this is stuff that is not going to be on the show, but well worth. I mean, it's $4.20 for, and you can binge watch this, and their whole content in a couple weekends. You have it for 4 weekends. You can get through it, and this is one. This alone, if you're a big Trailer Park Boys fan like we are, and you must be if you're listening to three guys who have no relation to them whatsoever talk about it. Here's a great reason to subscribe and check it out.
Yeah. And just that. No, the jail
cell. The holding cell
is worth it.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
I'd pay $5 for that, no problem.
He's like the littlest hobo.
Holy shit. And I get that more than
I know.
It's, watch that show.
Yeah.
What's that? No, I know you said it. Dave, what did you say?
Oh. I was just saying I agree.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
Something.
It's like, oh, come on. This is horrible. Don't bring him into this.
Oh, shit. I mean, I have a bunch of notes, but they're just going to give away stuff from that scene. Yeah. So,
yep.
I mean, we'll just, unless there's anything else,
no, we can move no, on. No, I'm ready to go on to Fright on the Ferry for sure. Now, if extreme fucking weather might be my favorite clip on SwearNet, this might be my favorite non-Trailer Park Boys series on SwearNet. So only for a couple things, honestly. But we'll get to those.
Just a couple?
Yeah, well, it'll make more sense as we talk, I think.
Well, the funniest thing with this one, I think for me, was that I got the show notes from you, which was basically, it was just a spreadsheet that said, here's the stuff you were going to do in episode right. one, yep. two, three, blah, blah, blah. Right. And it was, I got fried on a ferry, and ferry was spelled F-A-I-R-Y. Oh. I was like, whoa.
That was autocorrect.
Whew. So are we doing like, it's Trailer Park Boys, like really going the alternative lifestyle here? What the fuck is going on? And then when I started watching, I'm like,
oops.
Oh, well, this is really disappointing.
Sorry.
Like, really disappointing. I thought I was going to see Rob's dick or something. Jeez.
Wow.
What?
That was a good place to take it.
You don't want to see Rob's dick?
I do not. I will say that. Yeah.
All right, I'm with you.
Okay.
Just checking.
So anyway, fried on
the
ferry.
I have a note about the bit on the train being particularly good.
Bit on the train.
But I don't remember. Just it's my notes. The train that they take to get to the ferry or something.
Don't take a train.
Oh, I think you're talking about the walk to the ferry. And you know what? That is my clip of this episode. I always try to find a clip that I'm not going to set up, and I'm not going to necessarily explain.
Right. They're not on the train. It's the train. Yes.
Okay, so exactly. if there's one thing to lure you into subscribing to SwearNet is to find out what the fuck Rob Wells means when he says...
So what did you think about the barstool racer with the child in the cooler?
Yeah,
pretty much. You gotta watch. The 420 is worth that bit,
right?
Like, dude was whack.
And that's just like downtown, whatever Halifax,
Dartmouth.
Yeah, so, yeah. That was
the
great.
Fuck is that? And that was the boys were saying, like, the fuck is that? And then he turned around and came back and
talked to them for a while, and then left.
It was like.
That was great.
Wow.
I guess the thing I wrote down was that I guess there was a train in the background that was causing some audio problems.
Oh.
And I wrote down, it was like, it's familiar to anyone doing film.
Okay, yeah.
Because it's just like, yes. Trains are your fucking nightmare when you're trying to record anything.
I'm sure. Especially because trains go, and then...
It's and like then the quiet, whole train
quiet,
noise.
Quiet, and it's like, okay, okay, we can start. And then, they're kind of unpredictable that way, too.
Yeah.
So there's a certain thing. There's a certain point here. I forget what happened, but Bubbles thinks something is a bowling pin.
Wait, you're still talking about?
Do you remember that?
You're still talking about the Trailer Park Boys stuff.
You're talking about the Trailer Park Boys stuff.
Oh, am I?
Yeah.
Did I go that far? That was his junk. That was his junkyard area. And
oh yeah. I skipped into that. Never mind.
Honestly, I have no idea what that fucking bowling pin thing was either. Because
you don't know that
did not resemble a.
No,
bowling
they are.
Pin
they're it's a type of bowling. It's what I call candlestick bowling, but that's not it. It's candle something bowling. I've totally seen those.
Interesting.
And they are, and the modern ones are right. It's candle pin bowling. That's what it's called.
Candle.
Those are the pins, bowling. and the ball is smaller. You can hold it in your hand. It's like the size of a bocce ball.
Okay, so we have to use the small balls. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, geez, that's a good clip for you.
Yeah. All right, yeah, you're right. I was back. It was in the wrong section of my notes here.
But I never saw pins like
then
that.
Your train thing makes sense because there was a train coming through Bubbles segment.
This train thing back during Bubbles segment. Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Now we're on to the ferry stuff. Yes.
And like I
did notice a Tim Hortons in the background while they were waiting
which probably is when totally didn't even notice by any Canadian native because it's like us seeing a McDonald's on TV. But I saw it and went Tim Hortons. Oh, I wish they were here, but they're not.
And I went and saw. I saw it and I went, oh god, I could go for a coffee and a Timbits. Like just Timbits, give me a Timbits and a coffee. God.
Oh, I have a couple notes. How they're in the station trying to get the exact change for the ferry was kind of funny.
That bit was.
I won't say
good.
What they did to get it, but then they interviewed a guy that, like, at first I thought it was one of them in a costume. I don't know why. It just they interviewed this one dude who was going for a hernia surgery, and I thought it was one of them in costume at first.
And then the JP thing with that was awesome. Jesus.
But okay, now a surprising piece of this was the coastal tour we get from Rob JP, mainly Rob and JP slides some history in on us That is actually pretty fucking interesting.
Actually, this was more Bumbles and JP.
You think so? Okay. Oh, yeah, because Rob was holding the mic. I'm sorry. Yep, but you're absolutely right.
Bumbles and JP were the ones providing the history.
Well, it was Mike Smith, not Bumbles, but that's okay. We've been doing that the whole episode.
Mike Smith and JP were doing that. And the thing was is that even both trips, there and back, oh, Jesus, that was just a fucking reference to fucking Tolkien. But both trips, these guys are like throwing out history notes of Halifax that are like respectable. Like, this is like not something your average citizen would pick up, I think. I think they were doing good job.
It was interesting.
Like, they were totally pimping their city, and I think they did a good job of it. I mean, everything we saw of the city was pretty.
Yeah.
And honestly, Halifax is a beautiful city in the summer. It sucks balls.
I would imagine.
Because it's fucking North Atlantic.
Right, anything north of a certain latitude.
Especially on the Atlantic Ocean. Yeah. It's just fucking, it's cold and bitter and windy and yuck. But in the summertime, it's beautiful. So, yeah, I mean, I thought they did a really good job of, you know, you got a 15, 20 minute bit going on here. And they did a really good job of showing us what Halifax has to offer and why you should kind of come and visit and do it in the summer.
Do it in the summer. Yeah.
And they were avoiding work while they were doing
Yeah.
Well, yeah, of course. They're of course avoiding
work. Which I can relate to.
Yes.
Yeah, you think. I mean, the whole thing was set up to say, okay, dude, like, let's get the fuck out of the studio and go and get baked and ride the ferry and...
Oh, that reminds me of when I first moved out to California, some friends of mine came out to visit. I think it was the first year I was out here. And it was one of those things where, like, well, they're from out of town. Let's go to Alcatraz.
Right? Oh, right. Okay.
And you catch the ferry to Alcatraz from Pier 39 or whatever in San Francisco. And we were like, well, we want to bring, there's no booze or anything out on it. So it's like, we bought a bunch of, I don't know what we bought, vodka or rum or something, and we bought big, like, 32-ounce cups of soda, and we're just, like, mixing, you know, booze and soda in these cups so that we could all drink it while we were walking our way around Alcatraz.
So, anyway.
So...
Oh, right on the fridge.
I have a bunch of quotes written down here, but really you just should
I just
watch
have,
it.
I have it's one hilarious. Closing quote to further entice people to subscribe. So, if you want to know, like I said, you have to tune in to find out what the hell Rob Wells was talking about to open the show. Well, you have to subscribe to find out what the hell... Oops, something just went here. What hell Mike Smith is talking about when he says the phrase...
What I'm enjoying the most is watching the people in our periphery... wondering why we're fucking swearing and talking about your tits being itching.
Oh, yes, Rob Wells' tits being itchy. That was awesome.
So, yeah, that's all I got for Fright on a Ferry.
Awesome.
On the ferry.
Itchy tits. Itchy tits.
Love it. I'm looking forward to doing the rest of this
stuff. Me too. So, yeah, that's all I got. I'm ready to wrap up. Oh, well, you got something quit?
No, I said... So this has been fun.
Yeah.
No, I'm hiccuping, so you just gotta get me off the fucking mic.
All right, I'll wrap it up. Great. We all got some kind of throat.
Really, should I wrap up for you?
Can you gargle or something and just really fuck us over? God damn.
And cut.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. We'll be back in 2 weeks. We got more swearing at the cover. What are we doing this time? Let's see. I got it on the list here. We are covering... Oh, we're going to... We've talked about... this for a while now, the real fucking reality show. That's finally going to come up. We have some more Trailer Park Boys material. It's called On the Road with the Trailer Park Boys. And there's got to be a third. Oh, okay. More. Well, it's just Bubbles. It's Guitar Lessons with Bubbles. So those are the three we're going to cover today.
Oh, God.
So if you have got anything to say about the stuff we did cover or that we're going to cover, drop us a line. We got an email address at tpp@neozaz.com, or you can post it on our Facebook page at facebook.com/TrailerPodBoys. That is it. I'll thank you once again for listening. I'll thank Dave and Quint for joining me again, and we'll be back with the third installment of this SwearNet miniseries on the Trailer Pod Boys podcast.
The Trailer Pod Boys podcast is a NeoZazz.com production and part of the NeoZazz.com Internet Entertainment Network. For more great shows and original entertainment, please visit our website at NeoZazz.com. The Trailer Pod Boys podcast is not endorsed by nor affiliated with TPB Productions or SwearNet, Inc. All Trailer Park Boys and SwearNet characters, situations, places, and events are copyright TPP Productions, SwearNet, Inc., or their respective trademark or copyright holders. For all the latest Trailer Pod Boys podcast news and releases, follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/trailerpodboys.